It's time for the Michael Taylor Show on Rejoice 102 WYCA, found at 102.3 on your FM dial. I'm JT Taylor, and I'm excited to tell you about all of our sponsors, including the South Suburban News, the largest weekly publication in the Southland with over 1,000 points of distribution. So get yours today. And as always, we have an amazing show planned for you. So sit back, relax, and enjoy. Tell a neighbor, tell a friend, and here's your host, Michael Taylor.
This is Michael Taylor on the Michael Taylor Show. Jay, what's up, man?
Hey, what's up, Mike?
You ready to have some fun?
I want to have some fun.
The Bible says, make a joyful noise and dance, man.
All right, let's do it.
Let me see you wiggling around in that chair over there.
I like it.
Folks, keep listening to the Michael Taylor Show. We're going to have some fun today. Michael Taylor on the Michael Taylor Show. JT, we've got some birthdays to get out of the way today.
Yes.
Now, we've got the first one, Elmira Banks. You know that family, don't you?
I sure do, Mike. Her mother, her son, and his son. Four generations, Mike.
Now, that would be the Howard family, right?
Absolutely.
John Howard.
Yes.
Wherever you are in the world, this is the Michael Taylor Show. Hello. We got to say hello to him. And we're going to S.C. Brown. She goes to Apostolic Church, which is Pastor Andrew Singleton, right?
Yes, Victory Apostolic. Yes.
Victory Apostolic Church, and a great family. And let me say this, we've got some more to get out. We've got Leslie Sandler, and of course, she turns 56 today. And JT, just because you have a birthday does not mean that you're old, right?
No, it doesn't.
And God can clean us up.
Yes.
Give us a new walk.
Absolutely.
A new talk.
Yes.
And we can be new. This goes to all the people that are having birthdays today. Happy birthday from the Michael Taylor Show. You're still new. You already know. I'm ready to flow. I'm ready to move. The old is through. I'm in Papa's new bag. And still got the tags. You know that they're new. It's a rhythm win. It's a time to shout. It's a time to dance. We're not dead and live. It's a time of peace. It's a time of joy. New, new,
you know that it's new. You know that it's new. Oh, this dude, man, popping the bag and I still got the thang. You know that it's new.
New like a beautiful day. New like my love for Chantel. New like the gifts I be giving my kids when they open them on Christmas Day.
The Tola Na Martial Arts Academy will be hosting classes Monday and Wednesday from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. and Saturday noon to 1 p.m. at the Martin Luther King Park at 1647 Cottage Grove in Ford Heights, Illinois. Sponsored by the Harvey Park District, noted martial arts instructor Raymond Cooper will teach children martial arts, self-control, confidence, and self-esteem. For registration information, call 708-551-6384. That's 708-551-6384. Tola Na Martial Arts Academy.
Healed Within, where the healing begins. Counseling and therapy for individuals, couples, and families. Tammy Walker, LCSW, is there to help. She treats a number of mental health disorders and provides neutral ground to individuals, families, and couples. For more information, call 708-818-8825. That's 708-818-8825. Heal Within, where the healing begins. Individual therapy, telehealth, marriage, and couples by Tammy Walker, LCSW.
It's time for the Up Close with Michael Taylor Show radio opera featuring Uncle Brother and Morris. Let's see what they're up to today.
Brother, it's good to have a brother like you taking me out to lunch this morning here.
You deserve it.
I deserve it.
You're the one.
When a God made you, he sure made me a good brother. I'll tell you that, brother.
Amen.
Now, brother, let's sit down here. What about this table over here on the corner here?
I told him to give you the best table in the house.
Is this one over here out the runway? Is this good here on the side here?
Yep, out the sunlight and everything.
Now, brother, I can get what I want now, can't I?
You can get whatever you want. You get full on it. Get whatever you want.
I can get whatever I want?
Whatever it is.
Well, let's sit down here right here with my brother. That's the thing, brother, as we sit down here.
Yes.
Brothers don't get together. Mm-mm. Sisters don't get together.
They don't do it.
Geraldine and Carl ain't talked since 1987.
That's terrible.
Mad about that Cadillac sedan DeVille.
Mm-hmm.
It is still sitting out in the front yard now.
Mm, yes, it is.
Brother, let me tell you something. I know exactly what I'm gonna get.
I want you to get it.
I'm gonna get what I'm gonna get.
Get it all.
Brother, I don't need no menu, brother. I'm gonna get me some pork chops dipped in a little lard, a side of chitlins, you know what I'm saying?
Mm.
And then, brother, I want some of that hot water cornbread and two pig feet in a pigtail, brother.
Now, I want you to hold on a minute, minute, brother. Hold on.
They don't
minute.
Got it in here.
You're not eating it.
Excuse me?
No, that stuff is terrible for your arteries and everything. You can't eat that.
What you saying, brother?
I'm saying that's not on your menu today. You're going to eat some good food.
Brother, I'm going to sit down here, brother. You just told me. You invited me out to lunch. And then I want me some chitlins. I want me some pig feet. And I want somebody to dip a pigtail for me in something and hand it to me.
No. I'm going to tell you what you're going to have.
Huh?
You're going to eat healthy today.
What?
You've been eating all that stuff all them years. You know, you eating some good food like me.
What is you going to have, brother, then, with your big high-britching self? What you going to have?
I'm going to have some Brussels sprouts.
Huh?
With a little bit of a lime and some water.
What?
And I'm going to have a little nice wheat germ bread over here, too.
Brother, you're going to disappear over there, brother. Brother, you can't live like that. You gotta have some pig feet smothered in some goose or something like that, like I'm eating here today. I'm 87 years old. I've been eating like this all my life.
But look at that vein in your forehead. Huh? You about to bust right now.
Well, I think we need to go in some prayer.
I think so.
Bow your head, brother. Bow your head.
Bow my head.
Oh, precious Jesus, Lord, it's a shame when somebody invites you out to eat and tell you to have what you want to have, get you full, and then start trying to sidetrack you. Lord, bless him. Bow your head, brother. Bow your head. I'm mad with you. Mm-hmm. Bow your head.
Mm-hmm.
But, Lord, we got to see the goodness in it, Lord. My brother trying to look out for my weight. I might be skinny. I might weigh 110 pounds, but he's trying to help me, Lord. Lord, let's bless this Lord right now that my brother care about me, and I'm mad with him. I don't want no Brussels sprouts and no seaweed. I want to keep eating like I've been eating. I made it this long. Lord, it's a shame how people try to stop you. But good God, I'm out to all the people out there that love pig feet and pig snot and everything like me. Lord, bless them, Lord. Try to replace it with some cauliflower and some okra. In your heavenly name, I pray. I'm hungry. Good God, I'm mad at I'm hungry, Lord. I'm hungry in here. I don't want no pig feet. I want to get my pig feet and my hog snouts.
Amen.
Hey, Bob, I need to buy a property and I need some help now.
Tony, I think I can help you out.
you need to let Keller Williams Preferred Realty's professional Quantina Cummings help you turn your dreams into keys. Now, they're located at 16101 108th Avenue in Orland Park, Illinois. The number is 708-921-4375. She has over 22 years turning dreams into keys. She works tirelessly for her clients, particularly first-time homebuyers, and she educates and gives seminars to help people through the process in acquiring that property. She works closely with attorneys, her team, and lenders to turn your dreams into keys. She wants to help you get that property. Remember, Quantina Cummings, Keller Williams Preferred Realty, 708-921-4375. So, Tony, give her a call today. I know she can help you do what she does best, and that's turn your dreams into keys. Call today, 708-921-4375.
Just take a look at this place. I've got to get these carpets clean, and I got to get them cleaned right away.
Then you need Majestic Steam, a full-service company, at 708-429-6200. They'll clean your home inside out. Carpet and upholstery, air duct cleaning, overhead garage doors, pools, decks, fencing, windows, automobile cleaning, concrete, you name it, they'll do it. They even clean ceramic tile. They power wash. Everything you need cleaned by Majestic Steam, a full-service company. Remember, 708-429-6200. 708-429-6200. Majestic Steam.
Welcome back to the Michael Taylor Show, folks. We're having fun on the show, and JT, we had a beautiful, beautiful response to our Southland power couples.
Yes.
The power couples of the Southland. Mm-hmm. And I think we probably took a look at it, probably about 25 couples. And let's name some of those couples.
Mr. and Mrs. Carl and Benita Estelle.
Oh, those are good people.
Yes. Mr. and Mrs. Andrew and Brenda Singleton.
And that's Victory Apostolic.
Yes. Mr. and Mrs. Calvin and Lori Jordan. Mm-hmm. Mr. and Mrs. Terry and Loretta Wells. Mr. and Mrs. Anthony and Keisha McCaskill. Mr. and Mrs. Cliff and Tiffany Taylor.
Now, JT, the power couples are couples that exemplify power, educated, well, just good spirited people, man, that are a shining example of what we should be trying to be as married couples. We've got some more, right?
Yes. Mr. and Mrs. John and Sheila Chalmers Curran, Mr. and Mrs. Adam Shorter and Danielle Shorter, Mr. and Mrs. Roger and Janet Power, Mr. and Mrs. Percy and Joni Bradley Scott, Mr. and Mrs. Tyrone and Patricia Hudson, Mr. and Mrs. James and Jacqueline Ford. We have Mr. and Mrs. Andrew and Dominique Singleton III.
Now, we've got some special couples, and I want to talk about those for a few seconds. We've got Mayor Bernard Aylesbury and his late wife.
Yes, Diane and Bernard Aylesbury. Yes.
And then we've got Congresswoman Robin Kelly and her late husband, right?
Yes, Nate Kelly, yeah.
Folks, we're sending this song out to all of our power couples. Let's have some fun on the Michael Taylor Show. I'm from Africa. I dance to the rhythm of love. I sip my blood. Don't change holding me. It's because I'm Jesus. This generation won't even see the name of Jesus. The devil's a liar. He's nothing but a deceiver. Jesus, tell me what you know about him. Jesus, really can't live without him. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Yes, so not your ego. Bliss. Bow to your knees, bow to the King. Sound the alarm, make it loud for the people. Stand at attention, never at ease. In the UA, I do that on the radio. True to me now, allow me to introduce the reason of my sorrows. Oh, Tila, I'm gonna sing it on top of my voice. Cause I know, see, no competition, more than a beacon. Made me the light of the world on a mission. That on the cross and he rose from the dead. And now over and over again, I'll be praising. Listen this, Jesso Uyangi Pinis, Pizini Laru Fundina Muris, Namadembe Uya Eat, Ahuna Ane Amupir, Timuanga Uya Shikon, Ganan the Corona Uyam Pot, Because Ane Uyam Bon, Ahuna, Ahuna, Anofa Mana, Aneko, Aneko, Onje, Everybody put your hands up, ha, ha, ha.
If you're down, lift your head to the sky. Put your work clothes on, time to man up. Join in the movement, everybody stand up. His name is above every name. Jesus, he's the coldest in the game. I wanna hear him shout it in the streets. He's a God, and if he didn't miss, he can't be me.
Avocado Theory, located at 17302 Oak Park Avenue in Tinley Park, Illinois. Isn't life wonderful? If you want the best of over 70 avocado-based entrees, then you want Avocado Theory. Whether it's avocado-based soups, salads, bowls, wraps, or even desserts. Yes, I said desserts. Whether it's avocado ice cream or avocado cheesecake, it is just amazing. And if that's not enough, Avocado Theory has opened their new cafe in the Orland Park Health and Fitness Center, located at 15430 West Avenue in Orland Park, Illinois. There, they will offer a large array of grab-and-go items catering to the health-conscious clientele of the fitness center. And if you didn't know, it's the only one of its kind in the whole United States of America. Open every day, 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. And remember, they're at 17302 Oak Park Avenue in Tinley Park, Illinois, and at the Orland Park Health and Fitness Center. And remember, it's Avocado Theory, 708-580-9400.
Avocado Theory.
Can't afford ya. My soul it pours out lavishly upon ya. It makes His glory shine so bright upon you. I will be content, cause I know you would never fail me. Even when my knees are shaking, even when my heart is bleeding, no. Oh, valley, when I walk in the midst of the valley, my life's in the hands of my daddy.
I'm already loved, I'm already chosen.
Yeah, 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 yeah. So for this life, I know the goal, yo. Me, I know this all. Cause my joy and I my party. Hey, to man, I need go.
Peace, you give me purpose, my provider. And when my enemies surround me, got me tied up. When they throw me in the pit inside the fire, you are my God and my King and my Father. Light to my path in the darkness, hope in my heart. When they heartless, Father, you reach out and caught us. You're the lover of my soul, love is flawless. They don't understand my gardens.
Keeping me high, I know they go low. Cause me, I know they solo. Cause my joy and I my party. It's to man, I need go. You
this is Michael Taylor, the Michael Taylor Show. Welcome back. And JT, how you doing over there?
This has been a wonderful day, Mike.
Now, James, I don't know what to do about this, but our mother, Helen Taylor, gave me this note, and it's an article called The Circle of Kindness. And I don't know if, and I just wanted to talk to you a few seconds if we could, because you're going to be honest, right, with me, right?
Yes.
Have I been rude lately to you?
I mean, Mike, I would say there have been occasions where I've questioned that, but not overall, no.
But why would she give me an article about the circle of kindness? And I've got it right here. It says, the circle of kindness, this caught my eye, and you should look at it, son. Now, here it is. Take
from,
a look.
From your mom.
Yeah, look, our mom.
Right.
And I don't know, but I want to apologize to her or you or whomever, because that's how our mom works. She gives you stuff, and it's really for you, but you have to kind of figure it out on your own. So, and it talks about just being kind, JT, saying hello to someone, opening the door for someone, giving a kind gesture is what the article is talking about.
Yeah, there's a quote here. It says, kindness is like snow. It beautifies everything it covers.
So I must have been like a cloud of smoke, and I must have covered everybody with smut. Is that you don't want to
I wouldn't say that, Mike. Maybe she's just saying, hey, man, you're an example of it. Because I've seen you do very kind things for people who don't even know you did it.
Well, that's beautiful. Folks, speaking of kindness, there's a beautiful song, and it's called I'm Saved by Bobby Lane. Let's listen in.
Let's take a moment to talk about John N. Mayer Funeral and Legal Services. Mayer Funeral Services is located at 17101 71st Avenue in Tinley Park, Illinois. Their number is 708-781-9212. They provide the very best in wakes, burials, cremations, memorial services, obituaries, flowers, insurance, pre-need life insurance, and so much more. That, with a unique blend of legal services from John N. Mayer Legal Services at 708-468-8155. These respected attorneys are also housed in the same complex and handle wills, trusts, power of attorneys, living wills, and so much more. They also have a unique background in very successful military law cases. So remember, Mayer Funeral Services at 708-781-9212 and John N. Mayer Legal Services at 708-468-8155. And you can find them online at john@maherlegalservices.com. That's john@maherlegalservices.com. You're listening to The Up Close with Michael Taylor Show, and we've got some entertainment news for you. Rapper Killer Mike is under fire for his proposed plan to strengthen the black community by requiring young black fathers to enter trade school and incentivizing young parents who get married. Now, the Grammy Award-winning rapper recently hosted controversial presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. at his barbershop in Atlanta. There, they discussed in an open dialogue about how to support the black community. Now, Mike, his real name
Michael Render, believes the issues start within broken homes, and if young black fathers were able to spend the first 2 years of their child's life going to school and avoiding child support, things would be a lot better. Now, the scientist and engineer's rapper explained his 2-year plan to Kennedy would include no debt for young black men who impregnate women and a requirement to enter the trade school along with stipends for those who choose to get married. He believes that incentivizing young couples who get married would strengthen the black community. Portia Williams is divorcing Simon Gobadilla after 15 months of marriage amid reports into his citizenship. The Real Housewives of Atlanta star filed for divorce from the Nigerian businessman in Atlanta late last month. Sources said the divorce is over in an ongoing matter and has nothing to do with recent allegations involving Simon's past. Divorce filings comes days after a report claiming Gobadilla is facing deportation after allegedly being denied U.S. citizenship. He is accused of multiple felony crimes, including credit card fraud, bank fraud, identity theft, and a fake marriage to obtain a green card. Michael Strahan has shared that his daughter Isabella has suffered a setback with her cancer battle. Earlier this year, the NFL Hall of Famer appeared with his daughter Isabella on the Good Morning America show and discussed his daughter's diagnosis with a malignant brain tumor known as medulloblastoma. The co-anchor of the morning program revealed that the chemotherapy treatment has been a little rough. According to People magazine, Strahan remarked on Isabella's health after a setback brought the 19-year-old back to the hospital, but he expressed hope that she would be home soon, and so do we. Media mogul Tyler Perry reportedly donated $400,000 to comedian Coco Brown after a devastating house fire. Brown revealed on her social media that they have to rebuild their lives from scratch, speaking about her and her son. Brown is best known for playing Jennifer in For Better or Worse and Latia in The Single Moms Club. And you've been listening to the entertainment news on The Michael Taylor Show.
This right here is something my pops would do. PDA, come on. Y'all wasn't expecting this one, was it? Sometimes you feel like time is running out.
Make sure they answer, cause I'm running out of time.
Check this out, check this out. Listen, listen.
Sometimes you feel like it's over. Don't wanna cry on another shoulder. Sometimes you feel like the morning just won't come.
Never got a witness.
Sometimes you feel like you're blind. Sometimes you wanna just cry. Sometimes you're in the thing.
Sometimes you feel it's gonna break ya. The same thing you thought that made ya. Sometimes you feel like the crying just won't stop. No. Sometimes you feel bad. And other times feel sad. Sometimes you're falling in so deep. Ready to put it all on the line.
I know the Bible says to me, he supplies all.
Well, yes, he has.
Yes, he has.
Yes, he does. Make sure you dial the right number.
I got to call.
This is an urgent call. No one else will do.
Get heaven
on the line. Make sure they answer.
Make sure they answer.
Cause we're running out.
Listen,
call first Peter 1 and 3.
That's hope for tomorrow.
Romans 4:17.
To get joy from sorrow.
Matthew 6:33.
General reception.
Pandemonium and dreams being written out the script.
What?
But do I trip?
Phone first.
I contact the book black. Number one selling platinum from the days of way back.
Phone
the
first.
True hard facts, forget the almanacs and maps. GPS can't even find where I'm at.
Phone first.
Inside the punchline.
Welcome back to the Michael Taylor Show, 102.3 WYCA. This is my favorite part of the show. It's called Advice and More.
Yes.
JT, this is where you put your thinking cap on.
I'm going to do my best, Mike.
You do your best.
Mm-hmm.
right?
Yes.
You've been on the earth for a long time, you know that, right?
I might have some advice.
You should have something to say to somebody that needs some advice.
Or more.
Or more. Folks, the first email comes from Matteson, Illinois, and it comes from Peggy Smith, and she says that she's been married for 2 days.
Oh, my goodness. Why is she talking to anybody? Goodness.
She said it's not what she thought it was going to be. He sleeps all day, and he just doesn't seem to be... No, he doesn't realize that they're married. I think they went out for a couple years, and she's looking for something new, right?
Yes. This one scares me, Mike.
I'm scared. 2 days.
Uh-uh.
2 days. Uh-uh. So you wanted me to take it or you want to take it?
Mike, you got to take that one. I'll chime in when I can.
All I got to say is the last song by Jay Moss is called Operator. That's all I got to say. And she's going to have to learn how to operate on this man, get the Bible out, and pray.
Mike, yes. Give it some time, man.
Give it some time. It's only been 2 days.
Wow.
And I hope that she realizes that it takes a lifetime to be able to make a marriage work. It's give and take. It's trust, it's honesty, it's a whole bunch of things. But this next one comes from St. Anne, Illinois. St. Anne, Illinois, and it's Vera McIntosh. And she's married, and she's been married for 17 years, and she thinks that Sunday should be a day when you worship God and you praise God and you give thanks to what God has done for you, right?
Yes.
And that's how we should spend our Sunday.
Yes, as prayerful as we can be, as grateful as we can be in the Lord, Mike.
Now, her husband wants to play basketball. He wants to go bowling. He wants to do everything. He gets the car and he parks it in the front yard and he puts wax all over it and lets the sun bake the wax. Everything is happening on Sunday except worshiping God.
Well, can we really say that, Mike? Can there be an intercession while you're waxing your car, Mike?
No, he has to go to church. We're playing this song right now by Miss Hawthorne. It's called Sunday. This goes to you. Welcome back to the Michael Taylor Show. And of course, this portion of the show is designated to talk about people that have passed away.
Mm-hmm.
And JT, we've got some sad news, and we're praying for all these families.
Yes, we are.
We all have to deal with this, and it's heartbreaking. The only thing that I could ever think of is to just get on your knees and pray to God for comfort.
Yes.
That's the only thing that's going to be able to give you comfort. Is when you put your hand in God's hand.
Yes.
And we lost a good friend of the show, Jan Taylor. She passed away last week. And we're sending our condolences to the Timms and Florinor family. Yes. Timms and Florinor family.
Mm-hmm.
And they're in Kankakee, Illinois. And also, you went to a wake or a funeral last week, right?
Well, actually, yeah. Just late last week, Patrick Belafonte at the Caldwell Chapel AME Zion Church Patrick Belafonte passed away, and he was just a wonderful, honorable man. One of his favorite phrases is, "God's not good, he's great." And that was the theme of the service officiated by Laurie K. Holmes, Reverend Evans, and Reverend Chris Noble.
Also, I want to say a special hello and condolences to the Malone family. Mm-hmm. Sherry Malone, I think she's an older woman in the Kankakee area, and they lost their brother, Mr. William Malone, and that goes out to Rex Malone and the entire Malone family.
Yes.
And as you listen to this song, this is by Yolanda Adams. It's called "Open Your Heart." We're sending this song out to you.
You're listening to The Michael Taylor Show. This is J.T. Taylor, and you're listening to the South Suburban News Cook, Kankakee, and Will County Report. Park Forest announced today that Officer Mitch Greer is entering his retirement after 24 years with the Park Forest Police Department. He was more than strictly someone protecting the streets. Mitch Greer was also the homeless liaison, serving as a vital bridge between law enforcement and the homeless. Over those years, he wore many hats, including truck enforcement officer and field training officer. We wish him a happy and wonderful retirement along with the people of Park Forest. Yesterday, the city of Kankakee celebrated the grand opening of Ricky Rocket's Travel Center. The grand opening took place at 2209 East Court Street in Kankakee, the site of the facility. Now, Ricky Rocket's Travel Center is set to become a flagship destination for motorists, offering not only top quality fuels, but also a wide range of convenience services and amenities. According to Mayor Chris Curtis, "We are thrilled to welcome Ricky Rocket's Travel Center to the city of Kankakee. This grand opening is a testament to the ongoing growth and development of our entire community. Good job, Kankakee." Franciscan Health Family Birth Centers had some extra special deliveries on Thursday, February 29th, with the arrival of Leap Day babies. One mom with a baby born this Leap Day has a special leap year birthday connection. Carly Dobin of DeMont gave birth to her daughter Molly just after midnight on this Leap Day at Franciscan Health Crown Point. Carly's late grandfather, who passed away last February, was also a leap year baby and would have been 96 today. Franciscan Alliance has family birth centers in its local hospitals at Franciscan Health Crown Point, Franciscan Health Dyer, Michigan City, and Olympia Fields, Illinois.
You've been listening to the South Suburban News, Cook, Kankakee, and Will County Report. These stories and many more can be found in the South Suburban News, El Sol, Vibrant, Chicago Gospel Tribune, Tinley Park Progress, Orland Park Progress, and Get Fit Magazine, as well as online at mytaylormedia.com.
The Smile Center. Your smile is our priority. At 430 Dixie Highway in Chicago Heights, Illinois. 708-686-2130. At the Smile Center, we offer exceptional dental and oral care services that will help you bring out your best smile. Our dentists are skilled professionals who can help you determine your mouth and teeth's overall health. Whether you need a filling or an extraction, our dental clinic can help you keep your pearly white strong and pretty. The Smile Center. 708-686-2130 or visit them online at thesmilecenteronline.com.
Welcome back to the Michael Taylor Show. I don't know about you guys, but we're having a good time in the Lord today. And for those people that want to continue to listen in, you can catch us on Wednesday at 9 a.m. on WYCA 102.3 FM. And if you need to contact us, you can always give us a call at 708-733-9854. That's 708-733-9854, JT.
Yes, Mike, and people have been calling, and we love it, so just keep it coming. And actually, Mike, I would love to talk about the fact that you can subscribe to the South Suburban News, Tinley Park Progress, Orland Park Progress, and a litany of other publications published by Taylor Media. And you can do that by going to www.mytaylormedia.com.
What do you get when you subscribe, JT?
Well, Michael, when you subscribe, you get a choice of which subscription you want. You can do a 99-cent one all the way up to the annual subscription of $22.99, I believe it is. And it's just a wonderful opportunity to get a digital copy of the paper as well as the online copy.
Now, let me say this. This is fantastic because this is how you support black media. And a couple weeks ago, I had a great time with Tammy Gibson. She had a black media display in Matteson, Illinois. Boy, she had the Crusader, the Citizen, Ebony Magazine, Jet Magazine, and there it was, some of our publications. So a happy hello to Tammy Gibson. But her mom had crates and crates of South Suburban newspapers. And I just want to say hello to her. Her name is Lily Gibson, right?
Yep.
Lily Gibson.
Thank you,
and
Lily.
That made us feel good. That made us feel good. Mm-hmm. Now, speaking of doing great things in the community, Bobby Lane. Mm-hmm. Now, Bobby Lane Taylor, my wife, she's the CEO of Vibrant Magazine, a woman's magazine, James. So let's talk about Vibrant Magazine. What does it mean?
Vibrant Magazine is a celebration of the vibrant women of the Southland. You know, women who continue to strive and show excellence and show support for a community and continue to be the nurture of the community that we call the Southland.
Well, Bobby Lane gave away to an organization, it's in Markham, it's called Dress, what is it? Say Yes to the Dress is what it's called.
Right.
Say Yes to the Dress. She donated 70 dresses, beautiful dresses with the tag still on the dress. The dress is to help out young women that may not have a prom dress. You know how it is. Things get tough. You might not have the money to do it. But these are some beautiful dresses. Tell us about that event. It's March 16th, right, JT?
It's March 16th, but you got to register by March 9th. It's a one-day-only event. Young ladies can come in, and they can pick out dresses and accessories and take them home. They can wear them to the spring dances and other events that come up. It's, again, on Saturday, March 16th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Markham City Hall, so don't miss that.
And a special hello to Crystal at the Markham Public Library. Beautiful leadership she has over there. We're sending this song out to Bobby Lane. She'll love it. This is for the old school gospel people. It's Coolin' Water by Melvin Williams and the great Lee Williams. Coolin' Water.
My heart, when I came up, Anybody been dipped
in cooling water?
Cooling water.
Anybody been dipped in it?
Cooling water.
Yeah.
Anybody been dipped?
Folks, this is Michael Taylor. I don't know about you, but that we're having fun. And JT, I think you may have started to get the Holy Ghost over there.
I was feeling it, Mike.
I've never seen that happen.
I was dipped in it.
We should have kept going.
We should have.
We might have had a breakthrough. We might have had a breakthrough. Speaking of breakthroughs, we just want to say a special hello to Jeff Jones of Jones Funeral Home. And Jeff is dear to us because, let me tell you something, when I was probably 12 or 13 years old, I was working for my father's, our father's publication, mm-hmm. the Kankakee City News, right?
Right.
And I remember going down to Jones Funeral Home, and I sold him my first ad.
I remember that.
And I was so excited.
You were.
I wrote there to Jones Funeral Home on my bike, JT.
Wow.
And I sold my first ad for like $250 to Mr. Jones, right?
Yes.
The late, great Tom Jones.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I got on my bike in so much excitement that I was just rolling on that bike.
Wow.
And he called down to me. He called me Young Taylor. He said, Young Taylor, come back. So I rode all the way back down the hill. He said, Young Taylor, you forgot the most important thing.
What was that, Mike?
You forgot to get the money. You follow what I'm saying? So now, Jeff has been... let's talk about Jeff Jones for a minute. And this is Jones Funeral Home, located in Kankakee, Illinois. And of course, he received an award a few weeks ago. And I think it was a Martin Luther King Award or a Black History Award. And we just want to recognize the fact that if anyone should get it, it should be him. And well-deserved to Jeff Jones of Jones Funeral Home. You want to say something, JT?
Yes, an extraordinary leader in the community. He got the Citizen Spotlight Award, and he has been a leader for decades in the community. His father was an icon in the community and did a lot in terms of, like you said, patronizing African-American business and giving young people that spark that they need. He's been a contributor to our publication, has written a series in the past related to the Bible and its teachings. And
that was in the Chicago Gospel Tribune.
Right, exactly.
And that goes out to a lot of churches in the South Suburban area and also in the city of Chicago, Chicago Gospel Tribune. And that was founded by the late, great Tyrone Crider.
Right.
And we continue to let his legacy as well.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. It lives on in the pages of those magazines, Mike, that you continue to publish. And I think that's a wonderful tribute to him.
We'll be back in a moment on the Michael Taylor Show.
Hi there. Here's a question for you. What is your 2024 real estate goal? Is it to buy a house, refinance your home, refinance to consolidate debt? Give Edward Walkawake a call at 815-715-0433. That's 815-715-0433. And maybe he can help answer some of those questions for you. The loans they offer are FHA, conventional, cash out, VA, and debt consolidation, to name a few. Give Edward Walkawake a call at American Financial Network at 815-715-0433.
JT, let me say something. There's nothing wrong with us just shooting the breeze for a few minutes, right?
No, it's nothing wrong at all.
Nothing wrong, just talking, get a glass of water or something, mm-hmm. Shoot the breeze. I think you're doing a fantastic job on the Michael Taylor Show.
Well, thank you, Mike.
I just want to give you that comment openly
okay.
and publicly. Because a lot of times we give people compliments and we do it, and it should be publicly.
Right.
Instead of just behind closed doors.
Don't give people their flowers in the dark. Basically.
Right, exactly. So I'm going to look you in your eye and tell you if you turn around
okay.
that you're doing a great job on the Michael Taylor Show.
Thank you, sir.
And mm-hmm. obviously, you have to put up with me because we print a lot of newspapers, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you do a great job there as well.
Thank you, Mike. I stay in prayer.
You have to stay in prayer, right?
Right, exactly.
And, you know, to all of our people that work... at Taylor Media, on the Michael Taylor Show, on our publications, I just want to just apologize to everybody. Because I run a tight ship.
Yes, you do, Mike. You do. You run a tight ship.
Do I run a tight
yes,
ship?
Yes, okay. Yes. But you also do an extremely good job. And you cover a lot of ground. And you take care of a lot of people.
I do, don't I?
Yes, you do.
I care about people.
Yes, you do.
And that's the one thing that I want to say to people today is that we have to care about others.
We do.
We can't be self-consumed,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And we have to be able to do something nice for people.
Yes.
Right?
Yep, absolutely.
Am I right or wrong?
Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
We have to be able to, as you say, give people their flowers. This goes back to a great lady.
Yes.
And she's great because she had us.
Mm-hmm.
Her name is Helen Taylor.
Absolutely.
And she talked about the circle of kindness.
Yes, she did.
Right?
She even gave you an article about it earlier in the show.
And I think this is what she wanted me to do.
Exactly.
Was just expound upon how great we could be if we could just be a little kind Kindness.
That's kindness to people.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And road rage, JT.
Uh-oh.
It's something that seems to be all over the United States of America. People are getting upset and things are getting way out of control.
They're doing some amazingly ridiculous stuff, Mike.
Yeah. So if that happens to you, be the bigger person and just try to ignore it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Don't get into a bad situation because someone cut you off and different things like that. That's when you need to pray, right? Am
yes.
I right?
Yes. Pray now, for you and for them.
Now, that secret place, right, is in Psalms 91 where we go for comfort.
Mm-hmm.
And JT, I want you to go there even more
because
on the break you were praying. What were you? Can I ask you what you were praying about?
Mike, I was just praying for us to continue to have the support that we've had and to be able to continue to bless other folks as well and to continue to have the understanding that every day is a blessing. Every day you wake up is a blessing. And just to keep it in the forefront, no matter what else is going on in the world, you have God.
Now, let me say this. This is to Tammy Walker. She has a commercial and she does advertisement in the South Suburban News and some of her other publications.
Mm-hmm.
She is a therapist and she does a great job. And I think her slogan is Heal Within, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And her father got really ill. His name is Milton McGee.
Mm-hmm.
And we're sending out prayers to the McGee family, to her family, and everybody that's associated with that family. And, of course, she does a great job. She's a therapist, and her phone number is 708-818-8825. And we want to continue to support our sponsors. Now, also, Uncle Brother and Morris had a great time with Dr. Rashonda Jones.
Right.
She's a podiatrist, right?
Right.
Tell us about that.
And we were talking about the Uncle Brother and Morris were really expounding on the need for us to take care of our feet. And,
yes.
And particularly people with diseases like
bunions, cunions.
Yeah. But if you have like diabetes, one of the things they want to talk about is making sure your feet are correct.
That's
making
right.
sure they're well cared for. And that's where you want to start with a podiatrist.
Now, James, let's talk about the thought for the week. Because we've got one more song. We've got the great Bobby Lane coming up next. And, of course, that's a beautiful song, A Light in the Dark Place. That's coming up next, right?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But the thought for the week, we're going to give a thought. We're going to do a two-part thought for the week.
Okay.
You ready?
Yes.
Now, folks, this is people out there that are living life. They're not understanding God's grace, God's mercy, God's favor, and only what God can do. And God's grace is sufficient for all of us. Tell a neighbor, tell a friend that we're on every Wednesday at 9 a.m. for the full hour. Now, last week, I was with my wife, Bobby Lane. She sang this song, and there was not a dry eye at the church.
Mm.
And, of course, she's getting ready to go to Ohio. She's got concerts there and then over to Detroit. And I know she's going through with the loss of her father, her sister, her uncle. And we just want to just say a prayer to her. Jace, go ahead.
Yes, Mike, and always think about the fact that everybody is going through something, Mike, and your prayers are their prayers. You include them in your prayers, and you pray for them, and you pray for the people who support you, and you pray for those who don't.
Folks, this is Michael Taylor, the Michael Taylor Show. Tell a neighbor, tell a friend. We're on every Wednesday at 9 a.m., WYCA 102.3. This song goes out to people that have experienced brokenness, loss, financial problems, and all the things that happen to us in life. This is Bobby Lane, A Light in the Dark Place. We'll catch you next week on The Michael Taylor Show.
You've been listening to The Up Close with Michael Taylor Show.